Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 20th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. NRW warns on data use. AI avatars amplify politics. Court allows AI comic conversion. Vercel breach spurs admin checks. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. North Rhine-Westphalia recorded a record surge in privacy complaints, 18,060 in 2025, about a 45% increase. State Data Commissioner Bettina Geik warns that unchecked data use, driven by artificial intelligence and rushed laws, is hollowing out fundamental rights. Recent police and domestic security laws broaden data analysis, permit using authority datasets to train AI, and allow anonymization to be waived when it is deemed a high effort, raising re-identification and purpose creep risks. Geik notes her concerns were ignored. Enforcement continued. A telecom was fined €300,000 for prolonged, unlawful marketing practices. Hundreds of fake pro-Trump accounts with AI-generated avatars have appeared ahead of the U.S. midterms, the New York Times reports. It identified at least 304 TikTok accounts and dozens more elsewhere. Some accounts have over 35,000 followers, and posts reached 500,000 views. Donald Trump reshared content from a blonde avatar making unverified claims about California's governor. One estimate says $1 to $3 per post. TikTok labels the profiles spam and plans removals. The Times notes clusters with repeated language, images, and personas. Comparable left-wing networks were not found. Similar AI fakes surfaced in Japan, and a survey found 51.5% believed them.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Germany's Oberlandesgericht Düsseldorf ruled on April 2, 2026, that turning someone else's photo into a comic via AI does not automatically violate copyright. A photographer who sells underwater dog pictures sued after a former partner fed her image of a diving dog into AI software and published a comic-like version. The court refused an emergency injunction, finding the AI image did not reproduce protectable creative elements such as framing, perspective, lighting, and sharpness. Subject and theme alone are not protected. Citing a recent European court decision, the court said AI outputs get copyright only when a human makes identifiable creative choices.
Vercel, the platform that hosts and deploys web apps, was compromised, and attackers are trying to sell the stolen data. A person claiming membership in Shiny Hunters posted items including employee names, email addresses, and activity timestamps. Vercel confirmed on X that a security incident affected a limited subset of customers and said the entry point was a compromised third-party AI tool, without naming which one. Administrators are urged to review activity logs and rotate environmental variables in case API keys or tokens were exposed. Vercel said the incident stemmed from a third-party Google Workspace OAuth app compromise and published indicators of compromise for investigation.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.